The National Park Service is seeking input on the future of traffic on the road into Denali National Park. The agency is holding meetings this month as it develops options for addressing increased visitor demand. Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says changes are being considered to the bus system, which moves people around the park.
The bus system has worked for a long time, but the numbers of buses have increased over the years, and now we are getting close to hitting that limit of buses and all vehicles that we have as part of the general management plan.
Pfister says the Park Service wants to determine whether the traffic limits make sense in terms of wildlife impacts and visitor experience. She says the park needs good science as it faces rising interest from tourism companies seeking to funnel more people into the park.
Much of the demand has come from the tourism industry and increasing, particularly the tour buses that go out there. Those buses are pretty much at capacity now. There are allocations of seats given to particularly the cruise industry based on their previous year's use.
Pfister says with tour buses at capacity, there's more pressure on park shuttle buses designed for independent travelers. The study is looking at the number and size of buses as well as agency and traffic from private vehicles permitted to drive the road. Pfister says the park wants to get the public's opinion on the situation, but is also trying to gauge effects on wildlife.
We can't pull the animals, but we have been able to attach collars with GPS units to about 20 bears one season and 20 sheep last year. And so we can monitor their movements throughout the course of the summer and get some idea if there's some change in their movements, whether it be from day, from night, time of the year in terms of more bus traffic.
Pfister says preliminary data shows wildlife is more active when traffic is low. The Park Service will hold public meetings on the issue of traffic on the Denali National Park Road throughout September. Pfister says the range of options developed will be considered in an environmental impact study.